Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1538. Study suggests we're doomed to stay fat. Wait, what? Part 1 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with my commentary at the end. All right, now today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate. So what I usually do is read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. But before we get to today's post, it's Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I want to give you a little bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "We are continually faced with a series of great opportunities, brilliantly designed as insoluble problems." John W. Gardner. All right, and with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Study suggests we're doomed to stay fat. Wait, what? Part 1 by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're all screwed, and we're gonna stay fat forever. At least, that's what a recent study conducted by researchers at King's College in London suggested. Quote, "The chance of returning to a normal weight after becoming obese is only 1 in 210 for men and 1 in 124 for women over a year." End quote. If a person is severely obese, the chances are even less. Ruh-roh. It had me thinking that maybe we're already doomed. After all, we're doing all of this hard work, trying our best and making changes. And yet, years later, we end up back where we started. Ugh. And then I dug into the study, and it gave me hope for nerd fitness and the rebellion. What the study revealed. Quote, "Of 278,982 men and women, the study found that only 1% of people who were obese at the start of the study were successful in losing weight and maintaining the weight loss." End quote. They pointed out that the prescribed count calories, eat less calories than normal, and exercise dutifully failed 99% of people after 10 years. There are two ways to look at this study then. One, once we are overweight, it's nearly impossible to create lasting results. It's like we're trying to hold back the tide or fight an army of White Walkers with both hands behind our back. This self-limiting belief can crush us and convince us to give up. And two, conventional medicine's current strategies to tackle obesity are failing to help the majority of obese patients shed weight. A prescribed eat less and move more regimen fails to factor in dozens of other elements that create lasting change. Something needs to change. But as the homepage of Nerd Fitness says, you don't have to take advice from the dark side. There's a better way to get healthy, a way that creates actual change in our lives and long-term results. After all, we have a massive community of people here in the Nerd Fitness Rebellion who have drastically changed their lives. So what's going on here? We are the watchers on the wall, and we are fighting off the White Walkers. How are we getting results while most of the mainstream are stuck on this up-down roller coaster? As we have seen through countless studies, yes, consuming less calories than you burn and continuing eating that caloric deficit for an extended period of time will result in weight loss for a strong majority of people. This is where most of the mainstream advice that those 278,982 people were following stops. Implementing strategies like following a diet does result in people having short-term success. We've even seen a turning of the tide here in America, where we're finally starting to consume fewer calories as a whole. It's not so much that this advice doesn't work, it does. It's that this is only one part of a much bigger picture. In turn, they failed in actually getting people to follow their advice over the long term. And that's the only thing that matters. As Morpheus tells Neo, there is a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. Frankly, the results in the study don't surprise me. I get emails daily from people saying, Steve, I know what I need to do, I just can't get myself to do it. Well, here at Nerd Fitness, we understand what it takes to implement something for the long haul, like an understanding of how habits and thus behavioral psychology work, having a proper mindset, having an environment designed for success, having an understanding of how addictive sugar can be, having a supportive community, and so much more. Instead, modern medicine is telling people to move more and eat less without the rest of it. It's obvious this is a recipe for failure. When your environment is working against you at home, when society is designed to make eating healthy so difficult, and when your social circles are working against you, of course only 1% of people are going to succeed. That would be like trying to beat a Mario 64 level without pressing the A button, or completing Dark Souls with a Guitar Hero controller, or defeating Mike Tyson's Punch-Out blindfolded. Sure, it's possible, but less than 1% of us can actually do it. If we look at our success through that lens, it's clear we're failures. But we can adjust the constraints to work for us rather than against us. Or, in gamer terms, why not just press the A button? Let's learn how. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Study Suggests We're Doomed to Stay Fat. Wait, what? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, wait, so Wednesdays are supposed to be inspiring, and the data about how often individuals might fail at achieving their weight loss goals was pretty disheartening. But Steve was able to turn things around before we ended today's episode and provide us with a silver lining. That's because, as he mentioned, there are people that have been successful achieving their goals, and there are a lot of them. So it is possible. And chances are these individuals weren't born with some magic DNA that makes them special. Instead, they've likely learned some tips and tricks along the way, which is what we're going to get to on tomorrow's episode. So thank you so much for listening. And as I said, we'll finish up this post tomorrow. So hopefully I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.